Well, Drew, it must be pretty strange for you, really, stood here at the side of the pitch watching as a fan.
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, we decided to come to the game today. You know, it's not necessarily ready to let go just yet. You know, it's quite a raw thing at minutes to feel emotionally and stuff. So, but yeah, it's good. You know, I've been at Chesterfield for so long. I feel like I'm part of the woodwork anyway, you know what I mean? So we thought we'd come today and support. Yeah, I think it'll probably be a regular thing anyway this season, really.
And yeah, just to tell us about your decision, really, to end up retiring. Obviously, it's been a tough few months with your knee coming back from it. And was it just the right time for you?
Well, I don't think it was ever a right time, really. It's just the fact, you know, the knee would have healed. I think it's the fact that the infection did the damage to it and it's had a real bad effect. And, you know, and it's just not healing as quick as I'd want to heal. You know, I don't give up at things, you know, but sometimes you have to admit defeat. And I've got young kids, and it's about the future, really. You know, it's, you know, some people might say, "Oh, that's selfish," but actually, you know, it just wouldn't get to the stage where I thought, actually, I'm going to be able to do this day in, day out. So, like I say, it wasn't a decision I made lightly. You know, I kind of knew from speaking to the surgeon after the op that it was going to be a long road. I accepted that challenge. You know, I'm not one to give up on anything, but as time went on, you know, even still now, you know, I can wake up and I can hardly move, you know. So it's, I think, you know, the sensible decision was to think about the future and myself and sadly call it a day. You know, it's not how I wanted it to work out, but I accept it. You know, there's nothing I can do about it, and we move on from it.
So many great memories, though. Certainly me personally, and I'm sure lots of fans have a lot of great memories of you running up and down that wing in a Chesterfield shirt.
Yeah, you know what? I was just speaking to a fan round there, you know. Some players might play games and think I could have done more. I'll retire thinking, actually, I didn't have an ounce left to give, you know what I mean? Actually, my time's up, because it's my time's up, and there's nothing left in the tank for me. You know, everything I did for the club, for my family. And, you know, and I don't really give myself self-praise. I'm not one of those types of guys, but, you know, it's something I probably will look back on in the future and think I did all right. Like, you know, I mean, I could be proud of myself, really. I don't really say that about myself often, you know, but... like I say, a lot of it is still raw and it's not nice, but yeah, memories that I have, you know, winning leagues, Wembleys, top footballers don't get that type of chance, you know what I mean? So I'm relatively fortunate, really, and I say I couldn't have done that without teammates, managers, you know, giving me that chance. So I'm grateful, you know, and as I say, the next step for me, whatever it may be, it'll be an exciting one.
And of course, you've been offered an ambassadorial role with the club. Are you looking forward to maybe having still that affiliation with Chesterfield Football Club?
I still think, regardless of whether that would have been offered, I still come to games anyway. You know, I've got, like I said, my children, of all they've known is Chesterfield, obviously Portsmouth for a while, but they support Chesterfield. So as to what the ambassadorial role involved, you know, I'm not sure. But like I said, I've been coming to games anyway. You know, I've got nothing to do on a Saturday now. So I think we would have come to watch regardless, and... You know, they offer a testimonial, which is, it's lovely. I'm not really one for limelight. I don't like to be in the spotlight, but I think for that one day, I might suck it up and take it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
And finally, what do you think the prospects are for Chesterfield going into this season? John Sheridan seems to have made some pretty shrewd signings.
Yeah, look, you know, he knows what he's doing. You know, he's won this league before. You know, I've played under him for a long time. So if you wanted a manager to get the club out of possibly a hole that they've been for the last couple of years, he's probably the man you'd want, you know what I mean? So, yeah, he's savvy, he's wise, he knows what to bring in, experienced youth. You know, I'm optimistic. This league's tough, you know what I mean? I've never played in it before, apart from whatever it was last year, how many games, and, you know, people associate it with being lesser football. I'm sure it's not lesser football. There's some good teams in this league, you know, and it's going to take a big effort to get out, because there's only one team goes up and one. You know, it's not a great chance, it's in... percentage-wise, but you know, I think if you get off to a good start, you know, and there's going to be ups and downs. That's the way football seasons work, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think a club of our size, you know, as a size, it has to be expecting to go up again. Like last year, it didn't work last year. We go again, simple as that. And I think the person in charge is probably the right man.